Because I believe God wants to say to some young person or some older person this morning, who perhaps your life has had its challenges, you've fallen into enough pits along the way, and God wants you to know that He has not closed the book, and you should not close the book while He is still writing a chapter. He's not finished with you. He has plans for you.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Tonight, we will hear the second part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled, When Faith Falters. This message is from the life of the patriarch Abraham, whom the Apostle Paul calls the father of faith. Last week, we learned that this giant of faith had his moments when faith faltered, and how taking matters into his own hands brought lasting consequences on himself and on his family. This week, we will hear the second part of that message, in which Pastor Grant will show us that Abram's failure of faith was not the end of the story. How it is that even today, through God's all-sufficient grace, past failures can be overcome and faith restored. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with us to Genesis chapter 12 and listen as Pastor Grant brings the conclusion of this message entitled, When Faith Falters. Here's Pastor Grant.
But second, let's talk about the compromise. Because when faith falters, it puts us on the downhill road of compromise. And as we look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 11, it came to pass when Abraham was close to entering Egypt, he said to his wife, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. This must have been some woman. Do you realize how old she was? She must have had some good genes, the good skin, right? Because this lady, she left Haran, she was 65 years old. So she may, let's say she's 65 and a half, whatever she is, man, she is looking so fine that Abraham is, he is really worried that the Pharaoh is going to want his little wife because she is so hot. He says, you know you so fine, baby. You know that Pharaoh, he won't be able to keep himself. He won't be able to control himself. He's going to want to. So baby, here's what I want you to do. Tell them you're my sister. He says, are we talking about the man of faith? Are we talking about the giant of faith? Yes, we are. He says, tell them you're my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake. And that I might live because of you. Honey, I know you may get into trouble. What a selfish act. I'm not so worried about you, baby. I just want to take care of me. Would you make sure you take care of me? You see what happens when faith falters? When faith falters, when you leave the place where God wants you to be, when faith is faltering, you enter this downhill road of compromise. You say, oh, some of you who are good Bible students, you say, but Brother Brian, it's not a lie. She was his half-sister. Oh, by the way, she was. Sarah, his wife, was his half-sister. But a half-truth. You see, sometimes we Christians, we like to tell a half of a truth. And we feel so good because we try to be slick. But a half-truth is a total. Oh, say it for me. A half-truth is a total lie. What a mess. As I prepared, I said, thank God that's not the end of the story. You know, it's exciting. One of the things that is good to see is that God does not hide the mess of the heroes of the faith. You see, if you and I were writing this book, all the people that we regard as heroes would be You'd only hear the good stuff. I wonder if you realize that's why this is such an amazing book. God has all these heroes, and these heroes have done some amazingly bad stuff. Most of us would not have told the wife to lie just to protect ourselves. They've done some terrible stuff. And God, you see, God is trying to help us to realize that these are flesh and blood just like you and I. Listen, young man, older man, Abraham was no different than you. He's not some super saint with a big ass. He's just flesh and blood like you and I. He has the same experiences, the same temptations, but he was able. Oh, his story is going to change as we go along. Well, here's what I want you to realize, sir, madam. Don't ever come to church and say, you could not. I could not live for Jesus. You don't know what it is like to live for Jesus. God has put all these characters in the book, just like you and I. And they're looking and they're saying, yes, you can, as you submit to the power of God. So thank God this was not the end of the story. And you know, I am off a little bit, but you know what excites me is when I get to the book of Hebrews and I read the story of these great heroes of the faith, and you look at all the mess they did. So in the Old Testament, God tells you the real deal as to what happened. But you know, when you get to Hebrews, as God tells you his opinion of them, you don't see any of the mess. You see, when God is telling you what he has in his record of them, all this bad stuff is gone. Aren't you glad that if any man is in Christ, he's a brand new creation? Aren't you glad that God is willing to tear out the record that was against us? If the truth were known, if the record, if the full tape had to be played on your life and my life, we might be embarrassed. But thank God, a lot of the tapes have been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. That's why my Bible tells me, your sins and your iniquities, he will what? Remember no more. There is no record. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. That's not my message, but oh, it makes me happy to know it's all gone. Listen, thank God that even when we mess up, there's a road back home. That's why I said last week, and I'm going to continue saying it, don't close the book while God is still writing a chapter. Oh, I'm going to say it till somebody gets it. Because I believe God wants to say to some young person or some older person this morning, who perhaps your life has had its challenges, you've fallen into enough pits along the way, and God wants you to know that he has not closed the book, and you should not close the book while he is still writing a chapter. He's not finished with you. He has plans for you. The question is, come on now. The question is, are you going to say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to go your way, all the way. Yes, I'm talking to you. God is talking to you. And he's saying, are you ready? God wants to, he wants to clean the slate. Wow. Wow. He's got a plan. He's got a plan. He wasn't finished with Abraham, and he's not finished with you. And you might be here and you're in a backslidden condition, and God wants you to know you have a chance this morning. You see, by the time we get to the end of the message, you'll find that Abraham returns home. You can return home this morning. You can come to Jesus and say, God, I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Lord, I'm coming home. You can do that this morning. You can say, I'm coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Oh, God wants to open wide his arms of love and receive you. Yes, the cause, the compromise, the consequence, the consequence. Compromise has consequences. There's a price we'll have to pay. Listen, number one, there were personal consequences. Abraham damaged his testimony. He was sent away in disgrace. They sent him away. Pretty much, don't come back here. It's like how the United States government extradites an alien, and they're telling you, they put you on the plane, they accompany you to Jamaica, wherever you came from, and they say, don't come back. We're canceling whatever you had. We don't want you back here. And that's what happened to Abraham. Some of us have compromised. And it has damaged our testimony. Some of us can't even dare open our mouths at work because the life we have lived, it's time for a change. There were family consequences. Abraham put his wife at risk and he led Lot astray. Unfortunately, Lot developed a taste for Egypt. And although Abraham eventually took Lot out of Egypt, he couldn't take Egypt out of Lot. You all know the story. We'll eventually get there. Pray for me when we get there. Because we're going to have to talk about some stuff our society doesn't want us to talk about. We may get some rough calls. Because you know what happened there in Sodom? As the angels came, some men came, and the men of Sodom decided, we want to have sex with those men. Send them out. You remember that story? You remember what happened? We got to go there. Listen, the Bible says Sodom was so wicked. And yet, the very next chapter after this, after Abraham has taken Lot out of Egypt, Lot still decides to pitch his tent right by Sodom, although these people were wicked in the sight of God. He had gotten that taste of Egypt.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Sin always has consequences. And I'm going to say something this morning that may not be politically correct. Some of us have damaged our families by the choices we have made. Do you realize that? The compromises that some of us have made have damaged our children. So what are you going to do? Some of us, when we come to grips with it, we decide to beat our heads and kill ourselves. That's a wasted response. You can't undo the past. But do you know what you need to do? The first thing you need to do is to say to God, God, I sinned. Forgive me. Oh, you say, Brother Brian, it happened 10 years ago. Deal with it. If you have never dealt with it, deal with it today. Come to God today and say, God, I realize that some of the mistakes and the compromises I have made have hurt and have damaged my children, and I'm begging you to forgive me, and I'm asking for your mercy. I'm asking you, Lord, to restore my family and to help us. God, I am sorry. But the second thing that some of us need to do, and you will have to determine that between you and God, some of us need to tell our children the actions that I took. Mom, Dad did such and such, and it was wrong. And I've asked God to forgive me, and I'm asking you to forgive me, and I'm praying to God that the mistakes I made, you won't follow the same mistakes I made, that you will turn your life to God and go God's way. And that is my prayer for you. Some of us need to go there. Third, there were generational consequences. Abraham took Hagar when he left Egypt. And in Genesis 16, the Egyptian Hagar bore Abraham a child by the name of Ishmael. The story doesn't end there. Some of you know the story. Some of you know the story. Who is Ishmael the father of? Ishmael is the father of the Arab nations. Ishmael, the son of Abraham. That's why the Arabs regard Abraham as their father, because he is their father through Ishmael. And the Jews regard Abraham as their father because they are his children through Isaac. Isaac, which was the promised son. Oh no, we're going to get there soon. Oh, there's a lot of stuff. I hope you keep coming, because we got to follow this the whole way to see this journey of faith. As we pursue God's promises, you've got to follow the whole way. But here we are. They acted hastily. Abraham has a baby with Hagar, and the whole world is still reaping the consequences. The Jews are reaping the consequences, because ever since there is war between the children of Isaac and the children of Ishmael, the Jews and the Arabs. Boy, I tell you, when faith falters and we go on the wrong track, only God knows where we go. Finally, the cure. It's good to talk about problems, but I'm a preacher who loves solutions. Some preachers don't want to talk about problems. One preacher, I heard him say, "I will never preach about sin. It's hard for me to preach a message without sin, because almost every page I talk, read, open, there's a something about sin, because God knows how prone to sin we are. But oh, I thank God that despite we are sinners, there is a solution. What is the cure? Number one, part one of the cure, God's mercy. Genesis chapter 13, Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him. To the south, Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Abraham seemed to have gotten away with murder. He had gotten away with sin. Listen, he had left Egypt a very rich man. But this was not God's blessing. God never blesses disobedience. This was mercy. You say, "Pastor, what is mercy?" Mercy is God withholding his just condemnation. Mercy is not God not giving us the judgment we deserve. And I am so glad, I don't know about you, but I am glad that God is a God of mercy, that he is, the Bible says, rich in mercy. Salvation is impossible apart from God's mercy and grace. The only reason that we can be saved today is because of God's mercy. He has withheld the justice and the condemnation we deserved.
this morning, no matter what you have done, mercy is available to you. I hope you grab that good news. No matter what you have done, mercy is available to you. But listen, although mercy is available, and despite mercy opens the door to the way home. You got it? Because God's mercy, he has opened the door. But you ain't home yet. To get home, what do you got to do? Come on, what do you got to do? You got to walk through the door. Mercy. Mercy opens the door. But listen, it's only effective after his repentance. A cure was available because of mercy, but it was only effective after his repentance. Look with me at Genesis chapter 13, verse number 3. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. I don't want you to miss that. Abraham leaves Egypt. What does he do? What is the first thing Abraham does? He goes back to the place where he met God. He goes back there and he comes and he calls on God. He worships God. He calls on God. And I'm here to tell you, what is repentance? Repentance is to turn around. That's exactly what Abraham did. He turned around. He turned right around and went back to God. My friend, that's what God is calling on you to do this morning. Listen, if you would repent, if you would say, God, I'm heading in the wrong direction, I'm heading away from you, but this morning I'm glad that you are willing to extend mercy, and I'm turning in your direction, and I'm asking God that you would forgive me and you would receive me. Abraham turned away from Egypt and went back to God. Wow, there's a way home. Despite of our stuff, there is a way home. Do you want to get home? Do you want God's mercy? Do you want God's forgiveness? It's available if you come to him today.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you to tune in the same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.